And finally, this hour, one letter and two corrections. First, on Friday's program, during our weekly politics chat, we cited some statistics about civilians killed in U.S. drone attacks. We said three had died so far this year, according to the British-based Bureau of Investigative Journalism.
In fact, the Bureau collected those numbers during the first half of last year. Still, the Bureau does share the conclusion expressed in our coverage that civilian deaths from drone attacks have decreased significantly.
Now, a geographical correction. During my interview yesterday about the history of papal resignations, we placed the city of Konstanz in Switzerland. Not so. Konstanz is in Germany, on the border with Switzerland. Furthermore, back in the days of the last papal resignation in the 15th century, Konstanz was actually considered a free imperial city.
Finally, to my interview with Dr. Leo Cooney, director of geriatric medicine at Yale University. In light of Pope Benedict's resignation at the age of 85, Dr. Cooney and I talked about whether today's octogenarians are in general more vigorous than previous generations and if they should be in leadership positions.
I think people over 85 should be evaluated. I don't think it should be automatic that people who are 86 can't function at a very high level, but I think that they have a higher prevalence of problems and should be at least be assessed at that age.
Well, Nicole Kane of Sunnyvale, California, felt our conversation was ageist. She's an occupational therapist and a gerontologist. Kane writes, simply reaching an arbitrary age should not necessitate cognitive screens to remain in the workforce.
Tell us what you think at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered.